Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to go and still have the feeling that you wanted to stay? You knew it was right, wasn't wrong, still you knew you wouldn't be very long. It's tough to have the feeling that you wanted to go, still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Start to go, change your mind, start to go again, but change your mind again. It's tough to have the feeling that you wanted to go, still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Don't rate me for so lousy, do I go, I'll stay.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Shimmy like I shake mine, cause you're the shaking mother for you, don't you know? Shaking mother for you, don't you know? You're the shaking mother for you, shaking mother for you, don't you know? Now running my own, I hold you tight. We gonna do this rock up and take all night, cause you're the shaking mother for you, don't you know? Shaking mother for you, don't you know? You're the shaking mother for you, shaking mother for you, don't you know? Everything I do, try to do it right. I just want to show you how that shaking's right. Do shaking mother for you, don't you know? Shaking mother for you, don't you know? Give a shaking mother for you, shaking mother for you, don't you know? Go ahead and shake, baby.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week. Change that. Y'all had a great week. The week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Arm & Hammer's arms and hammers. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network. Jerome Morose, says Ford, the composer of tonight's theme. We say Church of Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network. I want to find us the fake radio entertainment. Monday nights, it's us. Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley building his latest alibi. He's been preparing his latest alibi. Let's check these over before the show. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Philomena Philpotts Flanagan, world-renowned Yahtzee champion. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster explains the meaning of life using only bongo drums and hand puppets. Then it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. A week's worth. Wow, there's Ope. I need my plant in the audience that laughs at this bad jokes. Week's worth. Where's Wild Town Mating? Back, back, back. I'm ready. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
A stirring theme indeed. But first, a word from our sponsor.
The Ranny for Kellogg's. You know, I've been looking for the perfect word to describe the world's favorite cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes. I looked in Webster's Dictionary. I looked in Oxford Intercollegiate. Nothing. So I dipped into the real thing. And the word came to me in a flash. Ultra-tasty flavoring. Then pour a bowl of Kellogg-Gaven. Hunger-panga-baited in the morn. Hyphen. Extra crispy activated, crunch a bunch of flakerated, appetizer licorated corn. What a perfect way to describe those golden originals from Kellogg's. I wish I had a time to give you more than just the abbreviation. Extra crispy activated, crunch a bunch of flakerated, appetizer licorated corn. I hope it fits on the package.
Hello?
There's a man in town all the women know. He goes by the name of Nosy Joe. Don't care if they're married, he takes his pick. Long as they're women, he's ready to stick his big nose in their business. His big nose in their business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. Well, he ain't good looking and he ain't big and strong. That guy's got a nose that's 4 foot long. I'm telling you women, this ain't no jive. If you get too close, this man will drive his big nose in your business. His big nose in your business. That's Nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. The other day, trying to steal my gal away. He offered her money, he offered her love. She said, thank you, sir, but please don't shove your big nose in my business. Your big nose in my business. That's Nosy Joe, he's the nosiest guy I know. Yeah. life, messing with my buddy's wife. My buddy caught him with his chick, chopped off his nose, now he can't stick his big nose in my business. Big nose in your business. That nosy show, the nosiest guy I know. Dig that nose.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
It's not fried. It's shake and bake, and I'll help.
It sure is.
Isn't exactly what I was after, but
I'm having chest pain.
There we go. Yeah, now you're
he's back. He's back.
Yes, 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 yes. Did you have a good week, sir?
It was an all right week.
Yeah. I didn't do much. Sell some cigars?
Oh, yeah. Sold a lot this weekend. It was our Christmas. Father's Day is our Christmas.
Oh, right.
So it was a good weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Made some kern for the man this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I took a gig in Dayton.
Yeah.
Because these people, like, were fans of mine since freaking 19-dickety-2 or something.
Can't deny them.
No. And they're all the way in fucking Dayton.
Uh-huh.
So I charged them a little coin for the effort. They were cool with that. And they actually tipped me on top of that. Cool.
Nice, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
I sat out in the truck. As soon as I get on the highway, motherfucking muffler fucking falls off. Pretty much, not fell off, but hanging there. I farted my way to Dayton and back.
Oh, man. He lucked out.
Yeah. Nothing fell off. Yeah. So I got to spend tomorrow or Wednesday
at a garage.
Down at the Buckeye Muffler over there.
Yeah. Okay,
I thought maybe somebody stole my catalytic converter over there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't used to have one. Nobody stole that. So I sat around watching movies this week. Watched a few.
Oh, there you go. Actually sat through movies. All right.
The big Country, that was tonight's theme, man.
Yep.
I heard that, and I'm like, man, I know that theme, man. It's so familiar. I think they've done that in other movies and shit, TV shows.
Probably.
Man, what a cast. Similar. Gregory Peck. Charlton Heston was like the second Bill. Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have been third or
fourth.
I don't know. He was Donner. Chuck Connors. Woo! Chuck Connors, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, and he's playing a craven coward, too. It's great. And his dad is the guy that steals the whole show, though. Why you should see this movie? Burl Ives, man.
Ah, Burl Ives.
Damn, it, Christmas. He owns every scene he's in. He just tears it up, man.
And he's a bad guy, right? He's great as a bad guy.
Oh, he's the bad guy, of course. He's got the fire and the brimstone and everything, man.
What was he doing as an animated fucking snowman when he's such a terrific bad guy?
I know. Trying to make him look all sweet when you know he's a fucking nasty, big-ass, mean-ass motherfucker.
What's Tennessee Williams movie? Where he's Big Daddy.
Oh, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Ah, okay.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, Cat on a Hot
big
Tin
Daddy.
Roof. Yep.
Another bad guy.
Good stuff. Yep.
Yeah, Gene Simmons was in this thing. Who else?
Ooh.
The guy with the curly hair. Can't remember his name. You know the guy. And
when he told me Big Country, I was thinking of that Sam Peckinpah one. What the hell was that called?
Oh, Ride the High Country.
Randolph's Ride the High Country. That's it.
Ride the High Country.
That's an excellent movie.
That's on Mount Rushmore Westerns there, buddy.
Yeah, that's a great flick, man. And your buddy's in that.
Yeah, that's right. Close personal friend of mine.
There you go.
Well, we weren't that close.
Nobody needs to know that. You got to pick them together.
I was cracking him up, man. He was having fun.
Great, man.
Digging the axe. Yeah, even with the ponytail. I put him off at first. He's like, "Nang."
Yeah, one of them hippies.
One of them over there, probably a libtard. He's a great guy, man. Just don't touch his fucking gun without permission.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you twice, for Christ's sake. But, yeah, Big Country. Highly recommended. I mean, it's a cool chick movie, too, because, like, it doesn't have to be a Western. It could be anything. The story is kind of
romance in there, you're saying.
Yeah, romance
and adventure.
Yeah, but the good Western, that's the good part, man. We're getting Craven Coward, Chuck Connors, man. Great. He's a punk
to
bully, too,
that.
Man. Bullying people and everything. He's great. Oh. Fucking Chuck Connors. Well, let's blow something the fuck up.
Yes.
For no reason at all. For no fucking reason at all. He didn't do anything to me this week. I don't know why. I just got a bug up my ass. Well, you know, we haven't blown up in a while.
Who's that?
Donny fucking Osmond.
Oh, yeah. Purple Sock.
Donnie's going down.
Down, baby, down.
Hutman. It's a blow black moon knack knack to knack knack and banach. And today, too.
What is that?
You're being very undid.
Fuck,
do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
And that's that.
When the sun comes out, I grab my bullfrog by the neck and we move about. Lying in the sunshine is easy to do. So listen while I say a little sunshine on you. A walking on bullfrog, walking on bullfrog. Bathing in the sunshine every day. Jump in the water, wash our troubles away. Loving round the wall has been a whole lot of fun. out the bullfrog, for to hear what I say. A walk in the bullfrog, walk in the bullfrog, feeling in the sunshine every day. Jump in the water, wash our troubles away.
Big Mamu.
Over the bullfrog.
Yeah, man. Was that one of yours or one of Ford's? I think that was one of Ford's, wasn't it?
I think it was mine because the title sounds familiar.
Okay. Right.
And I'm 36 miles north of Philly. What was I saying, 80? Jesus Christ. That would take
60,
me out
80.
Of the state practically. Yeah. 36 miles.
36. That's pretty close.
Okay.
I'm about...
Feels like 80.
About 10 miles from downtown, maybe.
Well,
even that. 10 minutes from downtown. Yeah, wasn't that Kathleen Turner something back when, before electricity? Before the internet? You were something before the internet. Yeah. The Steve Martin movie.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Brains.
I think that's his funniest movie. His funniest movie.
I think I have to agree.
Yeah?
That was
my favorite Steve Martin movie is My Blue Heaven.
That's a pretty good one.
But as far as comedy goes, that's like one laugh after another, that man with two brains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a gag. This must have been from penetrating.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner lost it. She lost it
a little chubby. To the best of us.
Chubby? She looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I tried to, I've been trying to lose weight, I have some diet soda and bourbon, instead of beer.
Diet soda and bourbon. All right.
Yeah, so I bought this 12-pack of diet soda. I was looking. I came in for my walk, and I just had a diet soda, and no bourbon in it when I got back.
Uh-huh.
Sat down looking at the can. What? 150 calories? This ain't diet soda. Get the fuck out of here, man.
How much is in a regular can of soda? I don't even know.
I don't know. That seems pretty high for a can of soda, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. For a diet soda.
Man, there's less calories in a natty, for God's sake. I could even drink two natties for that price. So, try to palm that off on number two son next time he's over and get some real diet soda in here. Yeah. Maybe get some Fresca. Fresca's pretty good with bourbon.
Yeah.
They still sell Fresca.
Yeah. I don't know if they do or not.
Hope says his regular... Holy shit! He says his regular can of Coke has 140 calories.
What'd you say? You
got
130?
I gotta get the name of this shit. I had to put a warning out, man. Don't buy this shit. It's highly caloric, man. What the hell is it? It's a goofy, like, knockoff. It's Starry. Starry. S-T-A-R-R-Y. Like a lemon-lime soda. Let me double-check that. What is it, double? Look at that, 1.5 for calories, man. That's a lot of calories. Yeah. 150 calories, man. More than a freaking Coke.
Is it all sugary?
Yeah, it was kind of, that's why I checked the label, you know. I was like, this is really good, but, man, it seems kind of sweet for diet soda.
Well, they're going to hook a lot of people thinking that it's a diet.
It just looks like a diet soda, the can. Oh, it's got real big caffeine-free. Maybe that was what caught my eye. Free, like sugar-free. Jerk-offs, man. That was a landmine. Yes, the story's like Sprite. Exactly, Ope. That's what I was after, the diet Sprite. All right, well, there they are.
Don't drink any Mountain Dew.
No. I don't drink too much caffeine.
That shit's swill. That is swill.
Yeah. Oh, that'll eat a hole in your stomach.
Oh, God.
Speaking of holes in your stomach. This isn't good roll call music. This is good chit chat music. Here we go. Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice.
Gotta love it, man. She was watching Romancing the Stone.
Good play. Here we go. Catherine Turner.
Yeah, that's why we got on a Kathleen Turner jag.
Well, Mike Douglas's face goes right in her snatch.
Yeah.
Down the hill.
Oh, we were all there. Danny DeVito.
Well, Raging Bull. Raging Bull is where she was tied.
No, that wasn't her.
Wasn't that her? Oh, no, that was Kathleen Moriarty. Yeah.
Kathleen Moriarty. Who was another...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She went south.
I loved her and Neighbors.
Yeah.
Trying to seduce John Belushi. Well, thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks.
Apple Cheeks out.
Indeed. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
It would not be a show. Dr. Cake, who's been enjoying the music tonight. I'm so pleased.
Oh, yeah. We blew up
my only
socks.
Purple socks.
You blew up a little kid. You realize that? We blew up a little kid.
I know. But at the time. Don't you remember that? Like record day in school, and all the girls would bring Donny Osmond, and we'd all go, they put Donny Osmond records on. I just put it away, man. I said, don't get upset, man. Someday you'll have a stupid blog talk show, and you can blow him up as much as you want, dude. And that's what got me so stupid. Yeah. True story. Well, thanks for coming, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here.
He's responsible for a lot of the mayhem tonight. It gets murky because everything you guys post, I pretty much download and throw in a trunk.
Good.
Let it gel. He's reading a book about anti-gravity. Impossible to put down. Yeah.
There you go.
Mercy. Wait a minute. Where is it? I should have that right at my thing.
That was definitely a happy ass.
Alrighty. Thanks for coming
forward. I just got a book that Ford would probably read or is interested in the Midwich Cuckoos.
Midwich Cuckoo.
Really? Yeah, it's Village of the Damned when everyone in the small community of Great Britain falls asleep and they wake up, all the women are pregnant.
Woo!
You know, you've seen
it.
Sounds
like my
Village
buddy Bogart, man. Sounds like Bogey.
That's where they have all those freaky kids with blonde hair and the weird eyes.
Oh, definitely sounds like Bogey, man. Fuck yeah, man.
Bogey.
Yeah. That's his handiwork, man, no doubt. I didn't mean to ruin the ending for you. Yeah, I'm reading 1949 Little Abner Daily Strips right now.
Showing the Little Abner guy. Right.
I completed the collection. I'd only read the first half of it. Didn't have anything in particular to read at the moment.
Okay, all right.
When I'm looking at that, I realize how much he influenced my personal style as an artist.
Yeah. But that's kind of like who I draw was, because Al Capp, all I used to do is copy all his stuff all the time. Yeah.
I just thought the art in that strip was superior to anything else, maybe except Prince Valley. But that was on
there
a different
go.
But, yeah, Little Abner, man. I draw ears. I draw Al Cap ears on people.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's funny.
I do little with the pen with the shadowing, like the side of the nose and everything. Like
Yep.
Definitely
I'll find myself doing that.
One.
And I'll occasionally do an Al Cap eye, a cartoon eye on a dog.
That's another
and
one.
It looks like
the eye. Yeah.
It looks like a dog that came out of a dog patch there. Well, speaking of dog patch, he lives closer to dog patch than any of us. It's our old pal, Ope. Other people's
Ope.
Eyes.
Other
yes,
people's
sir.
Eyes.
I think dog patch is in somewhere in Arkansas.
They never specified, did they?
No, but they had a map, and they kind of looked like where all the schmooze were radiating from was probably Arkansas.
I forgot about the schmooze.
Yeah, the schmooze would give you everything, man. Make life perfect. You don't have to work anymore. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
So the big corporations killed all the schmooze. Put him out of business. Nobody needs groceries. You got schmooze. Nobody needs nothing. Schmooze. Yeah. That's what the big corporations do, and then they get a tax cut on top of that. That doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem fair at all. All right. And finally, hovering above the lounge in his Sidewinder flip-top hustle mobile.
Hey, I like it.
Yeah, I gotta sit down and work on it. Yeah.
Hey, keep Sidewinder though. I like that.
Sidewinder? Okay, Sidewinder it is.
Yeah. It's a great album.
Sinister Minister, the Sidewinding Sinister Minister. Finance. parking. Sidewinder. I've been watching Odors on weekends. All right. Our pal, the one, the only, Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right.
For Q, okay, I remember now. There they are. The Possum Lounge.
Yes. With your super host.
As the Beaver.
May look like a man, but still a monkey ain't. And a homely girl may look real cute behind a coat of paint. Don't let the outside surface mean anything to you. My father was a traveling man, that's how I know it's true. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. It's hard to gauge a camel's age by the a curl of the hair upon his hump, 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 hump. A girlie who may promise to be true to you, may be true to you, and who knows who to you. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. Well, now it's hard to judge the taste of the fudge by the size and the color of the lump, 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 lump. And when you eat a grapefruit sweet, who can tell where the juice is going to jump, 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 jump? On your shirt or right into your eye will fly, or a squirt will every rule defy. That's why it's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump.
Yeah?
The doctor came up to my house today to see my Aunt Lavinia.
What'd he say?
Well, when he went out in the yard to get a drink of water, he fell headfirst into the well.
Tell that doctor to treat the sick and leave the well alone.
Second verse, don't forget your lines. A number six may look like nine when written upside down. And when a nine looks like a six, it's even all around. Sometimes the one you're trusting is just the one to doubt. We know we're right, it's our delight to stand right here and shout. It's hard to tell the taste of the gum by the way that it sticks upon your shoe. It's hard to find what's on your mind by the way that you say,
"Do everybody, how are you?"
All right, some little brats are mighty smart, we know.
We know.
But oh, some great big saps from little scholars grow.
Oh no!
That's so. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump.
Hey Tom, what did you do before you got married?
Anything I wanted to.
That's what I thought. It's hard, no doubt, to figure out how a wise-looking guy can be a chump.
Chump, 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 chump.
A girl that's thin and looks all in, she can still put your bankroll in a slump.
Slump, 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 slump.
She goes kerplunk right through the bill of fare.
She's there.
You are sunk. She won't come up for air. Take care. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump.
What kind of shit is that?
That was Max Marath, man.
All right.
Unfortunately passed away today, but he lived a good long one, 96 years young.
96?
And I actually possess two Max Marath albums in my record collection, Ope.
Oh.
Or at least I used to.
I've never heard of this guy. Eh?
Last time I looked, they were my dad's.
Yeah. Hey, you got to take inventory, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I ain't done the inventory yet. But he had K-K-K-Katie. That was my favorite on his album. K-K-K-Katie, beautiful Katie. You're the only girl that I adore, the stuttering guy.
I remember that song, yeah.
Yeah. He was good, man. Ragtime. Ragtime, baby. Max Marath. He used to wear the derby and the whole nine yards, man. Very cool.
Yeah. Should bring back the derby.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the last keepers of the flame for the ragtime era, man.
Yeah, cool.
Anyways.
Now he's doing.
They got a good free one on YouTube. I don't know about in Canada up there. Cause sometimes I'll say something and Canadians say, like, we can't get that up here.
Yeah.
I guess there's a Canadian YouTube or something. Anyways, what is this thing called? Panic in Year Zero! Exclamation point.
I think I've seen that.
Oh, that was a beauty. Man.
Is that with that, what's his name? Well, what the hell is that?
Ray Milland.
The old guy. Ray Moran, yeah.
It's like Father Knows Best crossed with The Day After, you know. It's great. Fucking love it.
They just happened to be outside the perimeter or something like that. Where they
They saw the flashes.
Bomb.
They saw the flashes and shit. And they never really showed me. It was a very low budget movie to begin with.
Because
they kept showing. They were trying to cross a busy highway and it just kept showing the same clip of these cars. And it was the exact same clip like five times in a row. And I'm like, oh my God, man. Like, I'm sure even the yuckheads who were watching this back in 19-whatever see that. It was
picking
lame.
Up on that, yep.
And then the other funny thing I noticed is, like, there's only one scene where Ray Milland takes his hat off, okay? Because otherwise, he's either got the hat on or the toupee on, see?
Okay.
When he sits down at dinner, he takes the hat off and he's got the toupe on. But usually it's like one or the other. He doesn't. Doesn't fuck with the hat too much. You know when he's got the hat on, his head's breathing, baby.
Oh yeah.
He's not all natural under there.
That's another big actor that started doing B movies when he was got old. Man with the X-ray eyes.
But he's still got decent roles now and again.
Yeah,
I think he had a gambling problem or something, man.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he worked a fuckload.
Most weekends,
a lot of
alcohol problem.
Well, could have been that. Won the Academy Award there. He's in that Oliver. What is that? Love Story. He was in that.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He
was the father. Yeah.
He was the father. The boy's father. And then the horse head guy was what's her head's dad? you know what I'm talking about. The horse head guy.
The horse head guy.
I love that guy, man. He's great in everything. Great actor. And he was cool enough to, like, play around in the blood of a horse. Ooh! Had it all over, man. It was nasty. You know?
Good God.
It was a real horse head. We're fucking around, man.
Yeah.
The genuine dead horse head.
That's easy. That's good.
So check it out. Panic in Year Zero.
Yeah, great movie, man. I'm definitely going to watch it again. I've seen that a couple times, years ago.
Frankie Avalon plays the son.
That's right.
Yeah. It's very cool, man.
You can spin. You can be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Happy to hear that. Yeah, Ford brought up frogs. Ray Milland. That was also...
frogs.
The dude's... The cowboy and the dude. What's his name? He was in that. With a mustache. That guy, you gotta swear so much. Sam Elliott. He was in that. And, the girl who, like, my God, really was, like, practically naked. Ended up on Falcon's Crest.
Yeah.
He had short shorts. I believe there was much underwear going on there. They had that on Sven Gulli a couple months ago. Frogs. I remember when that came out. I love the poster had like a frog with a hand coming out of his mouth. Cool. All right.
Had a mustache back then, didn't he? He was young, man. He was...
Joan Van Ark, thank you, Ford. Joan Van Ark. Joan and her Van Arks. Yeah, she was showing it off, ladies and gentlemen. Much like this. 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
I've been in the hood forever, and I smoked the very first crack. I put the cane and the baking soda together. I'm a wigger and I pimp the hose. I pimp the hose and wear some booyah bling. I murk fools cause you know I am king. I got doves and snow bunnies too. I pimp the hose, I pimp the hose. Oh, my shorties reach in your pants. Wear a Jimmy hat, don't take a chance. And I got some three ways if you can pay. Gold teeth fill up my mouth. An extra 50 you can take or sell. They do me, they do you, they do you, they do me. It's an urban orgy. I pimp the hose and wear some booyah bling. I murk fools cause you know I'm the king. I got doves and snow bunnies too. I pimp the hose, I pimp the hose. I pimp the hose and wear some booyah bling. I murk fools cause you know I am king. I got doves and snow bunnies too. I pimp the hose, I pimp the hose.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah. All righty.
All right.
There you go. Oh, goo. Time
I
for the possum.
Myself another coffee. Open up a window and pour myself another coffee.
Open up a window. Mini fries. It's nice and cool here in the Grenache, Rancho Grenache.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right, what do we got here? Oh, weird. We got a weird crime thing here. Yeah, I guess it's not really crime. But I told you I was at Dayton. Just told you. Before I forget, we've been joined by Daddy G.
All right, Daddy G's here.
Which is a great thing since we were coming apart.
Indeed.
And I believe he's got a blog talk radio show himself. On Saturdays. Saturdays at 9 o'clock.
Sounds good.
I don't know why I'm talking weird like that. But yeah, Saturdays at 9, a night with Daddy G. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I was in Dayton. Speaking of Dayton, this lady in Dayton refuses to remove the 9.5-foot werewolf from her front yard. That's pretty cool. She put it up as a Halloween decoration and became part of the family. Yeah. Like the house mascot. Good omen. So she dresses it up for different holidays.
Yeah.
White and blue on Fourth of July and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. somebody's lodged a complaint.
Ah, gee. Always somebody.
She's, She plans to fight the thing, but the complaint said,
I don't want somebody walking by and his head falls off hitting them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's pretty lame. That's the best thing you come up with.
Yeah. You're just being a...
Can they say it's an eyesore? It's a community eyesore? No. His head might fall off.
No, because it's fucking cool.
Jesus
and they're just jealous
Christ.
They don't have 9.5-foot tall werewolf in their front yard. Schmuckles. Well, you know, there is that kind in Dayton, you know. Dayton. Actually, Dayton. I lived in Dayton a couple of years. It's as exciting as it sounds. That was the first place I had spaghetti with cheese on it and cinnamon, which I don't like.
Wow. Right. Oh, it sounds
Skyline
horrible.
Chili. I hate that shit.
Oh, actually, I remember you talking about that.
Remember last week we were talking about the lobsters, right? And we had the orange lobster who's like, you know, 1 in 30 million lobsters is orange. More rare than the blue lobster. Well, some guy found 3 of them this week.
It's starting to lose its credibility, man.
Yeah, he hauled in 2 male orange lobsters on the 9th and then caught a third female on the 15th. Pretty interesting. What are the odds on that? Jeez. Weird.
There's probably way more of those, but they're just smart. They're avoiding the traps.
They're the smartest of the lobsters. Yeah. Good day, man. Anyway, stay tuned for more orange lobster. I don't know. Are they going to put them all in the zoo, or are they going to eat some of them?
Yeah,
delicious with some melted butter. Now this sucks. I think this sucks. Donkey. These fishermen are in this contest. They're in the ocean off of North Carolina. Yeah. And they haul in a 619-pound marlin.
Jesus. Oh, whoa.
Right? They fought this bastard for 6 hours till they reeled him in. It was a contest. And if the fish had been ruled eligible, they'd have won almost $3 million.
Oh.
But they said that the officials looked at the fish and they said it'd been bitten by a shark before they hauled it in. And they disqualified it. Because an animal can't be damaged or maimed. Oh, man.
No shit.
These guys aren't taking that one sitting down. They're going to...
No.
They're going to fight that one. I mean, they earned that. Fucking 620 pounds.
This is actually in the rule book that the fish can't be damaged, can't be bit by a shark.
Right. It says flesh penetrating or removing damage caused by sharks, other fish, mammals, or propellers results in disqualification.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There you have it.
I don't know, the bastard put up a 6-hour fight. I don't think he was you know, a poor shriveling flower.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I hope those guys get their dough, at least part of it.
Yeah.
$3 million's a little much, but, you know, give them a mil. Call it even, you know. A mil and a half. Split the diff. All right. Well, this pig... dubbed Hamilton by the police, so you know what his future holds. It ain't a side of bacon either. He was loose in a Hamilton Park, Pennsylvania neighborhood, Lancaster Township. How do they say it in Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Lancaster or Lancaster? Do they say Lancaster?
Yeah.
I think they do say Lancaster in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If you say that in Lancaster, Ohio, they look at you like you got 3 heads. Anyway, they said this is probably the fastest pig alive. They've been chasing this guy for weeks. They finally got it corralled, and it's being taken to a sanctuary. And Hamilton is now named Gregory. Jeez.
Gregory,
well, Hamilton, you know.
Hamilton was a hell of a lot better. I like it.
Well, he was from Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
This didn't mean food. But yeah, that Gregory.
That's Amish country there.
Yeah, yeah. Lancaster. I've been through there.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty.
They have all the dirty names. Bird in hand. Intercourse.
Yeah, Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Intercourse,
yeah. Yeah, they got bird in hand, too. I forget what the other ones are. They got some pretty wild names there.
We had a couple out by us. Wino. And
yeah,
Hunker was always my favorite.
Hunker?
PA. Hunker. H-U-N-K-E-R. Hunker. You're now entering Hunker. All right. Texas. The police were on the alert for an escaped emu.
Yeah, and another one.
Yeah. I don't know why people...
Those things.
People have these emus. I guess you got to have really tall fences for these guys.
Oh, yeah, I imagine so.
Well, the emu's been spotted running around this Texas county, but the owners aren't aware yet. So.
Oh.
They don't know who owns the emu. Perhaps we'll find out. And then this is a kind of a lesson here. Another Texas woman, she was in her car driving, and she saw this distressed animal on the side of the road, which looked like a lemur.
Okay.
Well, it turns out it was a lemur, primate from naturally from Madagascar, when she approached the animal, it became agitated.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess she must have put it in the car or something.
Oh.
She says it's in the car. She had to exit her vehicle and call 311 for help to keep from getting injured. So, yeah. If you find a ring-tailed lemur, don't stick it in the back seat, because it's not going to turn out good, unless you're a professional, I guess. I don't know if any of them... animal rescuers will listen to our show, but
man.
if they are, be wary of the ring-tailed lemurs.
Yeah. Or try not to put any wild animal in your fucking car.
Hell yeah.
No matter how wounded it is.
I had a groundhog in the bed of the truck. That's a little different.
Yeah.
I think they moved out, the groundhog. Did I tell you that?
No. Oh, yeah. You said that.
Flamehead's dad got that big dog, man. I think the big dog scared all the fuckers away, man. Great.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah. And you're in a market for a dog. Get a big fucking dog. You ever have a big one?
We'll see. Nah, I don't like it. I mean, I love big dogs. I love dogs, but... I'm a small dog guy.
Okay.
All right. Here it is. Students at a Connecticut high school, Greenwich High School, formed the longest conga line.
Okay.
Wow.
How many miles?
The students dance for nearly 16. They dance for nearly 16 miles. 16 miles.
16.
Wow. I couldn't believe it. I had to read it like three times. 16 miles was this conga line. That's a fucking long.
That is a lot, man. Yeah.
I guess they were going around the track and shit, you know, in the line. Wow. That's good for them, man. That's worthy.
Yeah. It is.
And then you got this guy. The Florida man's Dalmatian collection breaks world record. 1,152 fucking Dalmatian tchotchkes. Get away from me.
Right. Wait a minute. Dalmatian live or like porcelains or something?
Well, yeah, like little figurines and whatnot. You know, porcelain. We had Dalmatians when I was a kid. Those were probably like the worst dogs I ever had in my life. I don't have much.
Dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't have much good to report about them, man.
They make a nice asshole. Poke.
Yeah. We had a 15 pup litter. They had a 15 pup litter.
Oh,
it's like in a movie. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
We couldn't give them fucks away, man. My mom was like, "We're going to make some money selling these puppies." Oh, we took a bath on that one.
Right. Oh, jeez.
All right, Sri Lanka doctors remove a 5.26-inch, 1.76-pound kidney stone.
Oh, whoa.
From a patient. He's holding it there. It looks like an extra-large Vidalia onion. Oy, yoy, yoy.
Jesus, God.
That'd make you walk funny. Well, congratulations on making the Guinness Book, man. You earned that motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
All right. And this guy.
Hey, he feels a lot lighter.
Holy mackerel.
Damn.
It's fucking huge, man. Should I post the picture on Possum Undercover later?
Yeah, go for it. We need visual. We want to see this monstrosity.
Here's another one of these crazy people. I could probably spend the rest of my life and I'd never solve a Rubik's Cube. And this guy solves a 3x3 Rubik's Cube. I guess that's the regulation. In 3.13 seconds. There's my belch on air. I promised that for the folks in the lounge. Anyway, Max Park, another Asian kid. What's it with the Asian kids in the Rubik's Cubes? In Rubik's Cubes, Swedish or something?
Kind of.
Weird, man. Anyway,
they got brains for that shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but anyways, congratulations to him. That's worthy. Better collection of Dalmatian tchotchkes. And this gal, holy Magoo, I'm not even going to attempt to get her name. She's from India. 16-year-old girl. 127 hours of dancing.
Oh, okay.
A few breaks. Wow. You earned that one.
Wow, that is a big day.
I mean, she was like...
Remember when I was dancing every day at 5 o'clock? Every day, 5 o'clock? Boy, I couldn't do a 3-minute song. I was out. I had to sit down.
Man, and she was doing, like, you know, classical Indian dances and shit like this.
Oh, jeez.
Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Way to go. Right.
Well, yeah. Apple Cheeks just set her Alexa to an East Indian accent. Hello. He's Alexa. I tell you, man, whenever I have interactions with Indian folk, they are the nicest fuckers you'd ever want to meet.
Oh, yeah.
No offense. And finally, a Nigerian chef cooked for nearly 100 hours. In a marathon.
100 hours of cooking.
Hours.
Okay.
It's not like he was dancing while he was cooking, though, right?
Maybe he could have been.
No, that's true. Nigerian chef, 93 hours and 11 minutes of cooking. Hilda Effiong Bassi, 26, a.k.a. Hilda Bassi. I think it's a dude. No, it's a woman. No offense.
All right.
She wants to put Nigerian cuisine on the map. I don't think I've ever had Nigerian cuisine. I've had Ethiopian. Oh, boy.
Okay.
I hope that wasn't all Ethiopian food. If it is, oh boy. Whew.
Any of that crap.
Yeah. So Post Timora. You shouldn't make fun of people's accents. Just ask the guy in the Simpsons. Oh, man. Speaking of shit, little documentaries and shit. They did that documentary on Apu, which I haven't seen yet. They had on Disney, which I somehow it came in for free. They had the Stan Lee biography thing, man. Oh, I bet you Grimmy. If he saw that, he would stick his head through the TV set, man. He would. Oh, my God. They totally...
Stan Lee taking credit for everything?
Stan Lee did it all, baby.
Now that everyone's dead, Stan Lee did everything.
Oh.
He created it all.
And it's in his voice, too. It's his narration. It's hilarious as fuck, man. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And there's that Jack Kirby guy, Steve Ditko. But basically, I had the ideas. I'm the one. Did it all. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Flash.
Okay.
Monkey Flashman. And that's the news.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Funky Flashman.
Measured out.
Oh, yeah.
Trip. Holy cow.
Yep. And I don't think I need to say it. Everyone knows. By far better.
Splumadiddle.
So you're saying that was better than the Beatles?
Better than the Beatles, baby. And that's about the only Beatles song I could sit through all the way anymore. I can't listen to it. I love Hey Bulldog. That's a good tune.
My brain hurts!
I found all these, man.
Kumquats!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Intercourse the Penguin!
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
Oh, classic.
And then Lemon Curry you were doing last week.
Alrighty, man.
Hey, I started binging on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Didn't you know in the beginning her name was Lori?
They called Mary Tyler Moore Lori. Called her Lori once in a while, though.
Just in the beginning. Then they decided to make it Laura. So episode 5 is they made half the characters call her Lori. The other she's calling her Laura to make it like a nice, easy transaction over to Laura. It was interesting.
Yeah, I guess that's something you'd notice if you were binge watching.
Nah, well, I did, you know, I cheat though. I read the IMDb trivia shit.
Yeah,
I'm on that all the time, man. It's interesting stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. Yeah.
Why was Burl Ives such a badass, man?
Oh yeah, jeez.
Tell you.
Don't fuck with Burl Ives.
He's just pushing around Chuck Connors, man. Chuck Connors is like 8 feet tall. He's like, Chuck Duggan, man. You want to fuck with the old man. Yeah, because I remember
Heston
calling her Lori.
Soily Green. Chuck Heston.
Yeah, that's interesting. They were both, they were in 2 movies there. There's they're in that Big Country together.
Yep.
I think they...
Sure. I got to see that. Big Country. I'm writing it down now.
Oh, it's a beauty, man. Probably find that one for free. It was on Grit TV.
Okay.
Over the weekend.
It's probably public domain. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, somebody's owning it. We'll tie them up for a while or whatever, you know. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. Ope left, so I hope he's okie doke. Thinking, oh, the world's largest kidney stone. I'll keep that one for the picture. Because I know everybody's dying to see the world's largest kidney stone.
Well, I'm glad they yanked it out before the guy tried to pass it out to his Willie.
That'd be giving birth to my 3 sons all at once, crying out loud over E. Well, there's some clamor. Glad we went this long so there's actual clamor. There is now clamor for a yodel.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, I think
yodel, baby.
I think we have no other choice.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time!
I'm so
Said I almost feel like blowing it up. Hint, hint, hint. Took another minute. So I said, yeah, blow that fucking thing up, man. That was a travesty. I apologize. We'll have to have a really, really kick-ass fucking yodel next week, man.
There you go. You'll find
it. But we've had some exemplary yodels lately, so we were due for a...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A stinker. Which that was. Boy. Wowie. Alrighty. We're getting toward the end of the show and everything like that, D. So.
Alright, sweet.
No harm done. No harm done. I gotta go to the muffler place, man. It's such a drag. It's good. And then I don't know if they're taking advantage of me or not. I tried crawling under there.
Yeah.
You know, I know that the muffler is not connected in the front, and the muffler looks rusty. It probably need a new muffler. And if I can get out of there with just a new muffler, I'm gonna be real happy. Last time they ranked me up.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. They replaced everything but the muffler last time. Some things that weren't there, like the catalytic converter over the... Hopefully that's still attached, because that was pricey. Well, and hopefully I didn't do any extra damage with that muffler flapping around from here to Dayton and back. Driving old trucks is problematic, is what it is.
Yeah. Well, it gets you there, though. Old
it does, God.
Uh-huh.
I love that truck. It's got to be my last stick shift. I know it is, man. They just don't make them anymore.
No, it'll be pretty tough to get another one.
Yeah. Man, I had a car, like a Saturn sedan that was a 5-speed. That was so tits. It really was, man. You're like a regular car, you know, with a stick shift. Only had stick shift. Well, I had stick shift on foreign jobby. Well, I guess Saturn wasn't foreign. It was General Motors. Very cool.
But I got a Saturn. I like the Saturn.
Uh-uh. Which
no
model
stick
you
shift,
got?
Though. I got an Ion.
Model. My buddy Bogey's got an Ion. He's had more trouble with that fucker.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Had trouble with the doors and dumb shit. And it's like an electronic transmission or something. And like his battery was going dead as he got to the highway, and his transmission started failing on him.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, it's really weird, man.
Oh, shit.
But he likes driving.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Thank you, Possum.
A real pleasure to see you all show up here at the old Possum.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Water. I've done my Kratom coffee.
Yeah, thanks everybody for coming. Relic Possum. With our left, Apple Cheeks, Daddy G, Dr. Cake, and Fjord. Shout out to Ope. We have to send Fleet Admiral GTO smoke signal this time. We forget shit.
Careful.
He's one of the few. This is a joke.
It's a hot word.
You know, never mind. Miller Genuine Draft. I know he would like
Water.
The joke, but I don't know if anybody, you know, everybody else can understand it. I'll keep it to myself. Anyways, you aren't missing anything good. Yeah, good luck dragging your muffler and your carcass to the garage door. God damn, thank you, Ford.
Yeah, jeez.
I just, you know, it's like, ah, oh, jeez. Hopefully this is it, you know, for the summer.
That'd be nice.
Break. Yeah, you know. Alrighty. Well.
Whatever.
MGD. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. And energize! Cake says awesome possum show. Except for the odor.
That's it. That was quick. Except for the odor. Maybe Cake didn't like it.
Good night, good night, good night.
Yeah.
It's time to say good night. Good night, good night, good night. What more is there to say but good night? We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Aribo, Aquidazine, and Inka-Dinka-Doo. Good night, good night, good night. Good night, good night, good night.
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
Ooh. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Missed it by that much.
Alrighty.
I love that. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
If all else fails. That one. Fucking E.
Oh, beauty.
They're gone. Maybe that was the Fleet Admiral. The Tennessee area code.
Oh.
Called in right as the show ended. Rats! It wasn't her. Love to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
She's loyal.
Oh, yeah.
She's a pretty girl.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, doll baby, dude. One of these, yeah.
I like her bamboo.
She got nice bamboo. So, you got anything on tap coming up?
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
I got 2 days to get the truck fixed. It's Thursday. I got my, it wouldn't look right to go in there with a hanging down muffler at the VIP parking at the Renaissance Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes Jethro Bodine in the truck. So yeah, I want to get the muffler fixed before Thursday night, you know. I got an image to uphold. Tacky but not hillbilly, you know. I don't know. Jeez. I got, oh man, I talk to people about Friday and Saturday. I haven't talked to the clients, and you got to remind people and get an AOK and all that shit.
Right.
Then you got to drive to somewhere.
Confirm.
Yeah. Everything lined up. All right, man.
No. Okay.
You're awesome. You are the co-host of co-hosts, sir. Onward Christian soldiers. I don't know what that means.
Good time.
All right, man. Well, I guess we'll see you next week. Huh?
Sounds good to me. Looking forward
Woo-hoo!
To it.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.